Hello and welcome to today's episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. Well, we made it, guys. It's Friday. Hope you guys have had a good week. Mine has been good. Pretty busy, but good. What I wanted to chat about today was kind of spurred by a YouTube video that I watched on, I think she's a 9-year-old girl named Lil Tay. And I guess she's blown up on Instagram because she has... She's gone viral, not for really doing anything, but for kind of just talking really inappropriately for a 9-year-old. If you've, I mean, unless you've been living under a rock, I think this is kind of emulating the, Catch Me Outside girl who also became viral after an episode of Dr. Phil, where she kind of she was a bit of a misbehaved teen that was just kind of talking recklessly on TV, and that phrase, "Catch me outside and how about that," kind of went viral, and now she has a rap career and several music videos, and she's probably making more money than any of us, which has just got me thinking about, like, today's world and social media and these kids that are kind of coming up looking at these younger kids. Like, I think the Catch Me Outside girl is 16. She might be a little older now, but and then this new girl who's 9 got famous for bad behavior, and maybe I'm just sounding old, but it just kind of baffles my mind. Like, what happened to getting famous because you had a talent? I mean, I guess this just started with the rise of reality shows, and then that kind of spun into the rise of, like, viral sensations. But a viral sensation at least has some form of talent. I mean, I even think back to the Chocolate Rain guy. At least he was producing something, like music, that got him famous. Granted, it was music that kind of made everybody laugh, but he at least had some form of talent. Whereas these girls and guys coming up now, it's just, it's scary that you're getting famous for bad behavior. Like, there was that other YouTube guy, I'm gonna sound really old because I don't know who exactly I'm talking about. Is it Jake Paul, Logan Paul? From a few videos that I've seen of him, like, it's kind of the same thing. Like, this guy acts like a spoiled brat, and he has all of this money and acts kind of reckless, but he's getting famous off of this bad behavior. And just what happened to getting famous because of talent versus this really terrible behavior? I mean, I guess we all enjoy looking at a train wreck, like, figurative, of speech train wreck. I mean, that's what trashy reality shows got so popular, but I think that's fine if you're an adult, because you can kind of separate, okay, this is garbage, I would never act like this myself. But now that it's kind of influencing children, our kids growing up to see this as a path of success. If I act like a brat and show that online, I'm going to be famous. And I also worry for the kids that are maybe taking this route and posting things online. And then what happens, you know, 4 years from now when, you know, you go to apply for a job and there's a history of you online kind of acting this way. Like, how does that reflect on your role in society? I don't know. Kids have done stupid stuff for a long time now. I guess we're just in a world now where all of that stuff can be recorded and preserved online. Like, this little Tay girl, when she quote-unquote grows up, like, how is she going to erase this from her past? I don't know. It's really bizarre. And the interview that I saw actually included her mom, and she was okay with it all. And at what point does that become... It's almost like child abuse. I don't know. Like, it's just really sad. And it kind of breaks my heart that this little girl is basically putting on this facade for kind of popularity, which I guess you just need to raise your kids knowing that, you know, popularity only gets you so far, or at least that's what we thought. But I mean, a lot of these viral stars tend to fizzle out pretty quickly. But who knows, maybe I'm wrong. You look at someone like Kim Kardashian and the amount of money and success she has, but what is success, really? I don't know. Anyways, just some food for thought on a Friday. Yeah, I guess I was thinking more about this as I was working on our YouTube stuff for our video game podcast. And my son was saying that he wanted to start a YouTube channel, which I thought might be kind of fun. But if we were to do it, I think his head would need to be in a spot of you're doing this as a kind of creative output and not for kind of social or viral gain, I guess. 'Cause adults can barely handle being famous, so how do you expect kids to do the same? All right, well, that'll conclude today's episode. Hope you guys have a wonderful Friday, and we'll chat to you again on Monday.